Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
And down the jackalope hole we go.
Name, Kevin Weathers. Occupation, cryptid hunter.
Now what the hell is a cryptid?
Well, they're actually creatures that have yet to be discovered.
Or it is known to the natives, Sasquatch.
I've been seeking the whole truth my entire life.
Oh, no way! The particle sun returns.
Has the caterpillar become the snake?
There's a world out there that you can't even imagine.
Oh, Lance!
I'm gonna bounce.
I was just going to bring out a bowl of Cheez-Its.
Get out of the way, bitch!
Woo!
Once I remove your blinders, there's no going back.
Said they saw some dude named Chapsquatch. And,
Chasquatch.
Yeah. Chatsworth.
Smoke bomb!
That's a Piccolo Pete.
Same thing. Run!
Shoot him, boss.
You're lucky. I usually don't let reporters into our world.
Oh, is this baby's first cryptid? I remember mine. Mississippi Mud Shark. About turned me inside out.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Well then, let's ride!
Check out the whole first season of Kevin's Cryptids, available now wherever podcasts are found.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 68. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name's Chris Loxamana, and once again, this is the show where I hang out with my Corolla Digital buds. We crack some brews.
And not food.
And we talk about whatever we want. With me today, I have Mr. Matt Fondelier.
Dude. I waited for you, man.
You can't do two of them.
Oh, I went. That's one of them.
No, it's two different.
Oh, it is two. Huh? I always thought that they were together. Oh yeah, that is two different ones.
I'll double up. I'll do what I fucking want.
I expect a theme coming.
But it's gonna get hard if we all do six.
Well, we could just
from
count
two to six already.
Kalen, how's it going?
Hi guys.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Jeez, man, I've been around for a lot of your birthdays.
Yep.
You work on your birthday a lot.
I feel like this is his third time turning 25, though. Like, I feel like the last 3 years he's said that it's his 25th birthday. Like,
no,
I don't actually believe that it's true.
When he first started working here, he came up to me, still green, still brand new employee, intern Kalen at the time, and he says, hey,
Brandon,
my birthday is, we're doing a show at the Irvine Improv, and that's also my birthday. I'm going to go, oh, cool, how old are you turning? 21.
Yep, I remember that. That was before Brandon even.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. And that's when I thought, okay, well, I'm going to get Kalen drunk now. But happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't believe you've been around this long.
Yeah, I know.
Still feel new to me.
All right.
Quarter of a century.
And also with me, Gary Smith.
Number three.
Oh.
That's good.
And you wish you could have ordered the number three somewhere, huh?
Sure do.
Yeah. And And real Nick Davis is here.
Later, Hosen.
What is the accent? Yeah, I don't think he does the accent.
Swedish or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He let the word take over the idea of the drop.
The reason we're butchering Dawson's drops is because he's not here right now to criticize us about it. So we can say whatever we want. And
dude.
And also, Gary has a bone to pick. He wishes he had a bone to pick.
Hold on a second. Let's not single me out. How dare you?
Gary has some beef. He wishes he had beef.
Keep going. Come on.
That's it.
Single me out.
What?
How dare you?
I didn't single you out. But you got to talk
Gary
about it.
Has a bone to pick?
You do. Do you not?
I do not.
Okay. No bones to pick. No beef.
No beef.
Just
no chatter?
No chatter. Dawson is gone today. He's at a dentist appointment. And yesterday, well, first of all, I must thank all of you listeners because the Bobo Boy Army, the Bobo Boy Army is real.
Yeah, just ask for Coors Pickles.
It exists because last show, Matt doesn't know, he wasn't here.
Fucking awesome.
We asked them to just bark at McClure's Pickles on Twitter.
A lot of people didn't follow instructions exactly.
Yeah. But we
it's
did
hilarious.
We did mention ways. Don't tag us. We just want you to do it.
Everyone failed at that, but it was fucking awesome.
But we got my feed flooded with barks in the direction of McClure's pickles.
So did mine. I was very confused.
Oh yeah, Matt didn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, we forgot.
I got it pretty quickly. I got the rhythm.
So we sent the army out to McClure's pickles to just say hello, and the way we say hello is a nice bobo bark. Yeah, that's right, Caleb.
By the way, crack that code, Matt.
Didn't you say that they were in Brooklyn?
They're in Brooklyn and Detroit.
Oh, okay.
They have two places. I know a lot about them.
I didn't know. I was confused when I saw the Twitter thing said Detroit.
The thing is, they responded. They even threw a bark back at us.
Immediately after the first tweet that they saw, someone sent a GIF, or someone sent woof woof, and they sent a GIF back.
Yeah,
it was like
at
like 4 in the morning.
So all of you listeners right now who are participating, who are a part of the Bobo Boy Army, thank you. We thank you. And we're with you. Now, and we just love confusing people.
Oh,
it's probably the best thing,
pretty
right?
Funny. It's pretty good.
I think Gary
pickles
even
show up at the door. Pickles show up at the door.
Yeah, I think Gary even mentioned, like, I bet McClure's pickles is very confused.
And they replied, yeah, sort
yeah,
of.
They are. So we want to thank you, because what I love about the show the most is involving all the listeners and everybody. Like, we're all together. And they send us beer. You know, they come to the live shows, and they tweet us. The iTunes reviews are hilarious for this show because they're just barks. And it's
really useful for getting new listeners, by the way, Chris. Your plan's really going to work out.
Wouldn't you be curious?
I guess I would be curious.
Wouldn't you?
My friend told me to check out the show, but I read the comments. Just a bunch of barking.
All right. Now, I don't know the full story on what I'm about to exactly, but I'm just going to tell you my side of it. And I'm sure Dawson will be here for his rebuttal of why he's not here. So I guess a few episodes ago, or it might have been last episode, I don't know. But Dawson,
it was a while ago.
It was when you were talking about doing a Top Chef competition.
Oh, yeah. And somewhere along the line, though, Dawson just – we were just talking about, give us free stuff. You just want free stuff. And Dawson says, yeah, I just want like $50. Give me $50.
He kept saying he was going to start a podcast and have you on as a guest, and it was called Give Me $50. I believe.
That's all it took to get on the show.
Yeah.
Well, some poor sap. a very
hilarious
very,
listener.
Yeah, generous, hilarious listener sent Dawson, and I believe they have their own podcast.
By the way, fear not. You will get your plug when Dawson gets here. Yeah. We don't have the letter, but I saw in there you requested a plug. You'll get it.
You'll get it. You'll get your plug. And Dawson got $50. He got a nice, crisp $50 bill in the mail from just saying it on this show, which first off, it just gave me a bunch of ideas. of how to proceed the next episode.
$75.
Any takers?
Yeah. And we'll wait. Now, so I pull in yesterday. This is after the weekend, and Dawson says, right when I get out of the car, Dawson's already out there smoking a cigarette, and he goes, Chris, don't bother buying lunch tomorrow. And I'm a little confused. I said, okay. Why? He's like, lunch is on me. A listener just sent me $50. I got lunch tomorrow. And he says that to all of us. Like, he was going to cover all of us.
Which is exceptionally generous because he's paying it forward. He's taking the Bobo Boy karma and spreading it around.
Yeah.
That's as close to barking as he will ever get.
Which he absolutely didn't need to do. I mean, I saw the letter from the guy. It was like, you asked for $50, you get $50. Big fan. Like,
yeah.
He didn't have to do that. It was very nice of him.
Yeah. Very nice of him.
Very generous. Even I thought, wow, that's awfully kind of you.
And I don't know about you guys, but this morning I was about to make a killer sandwich for myself, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do that today because I got a free lunch on Dawson.
I also did not make lunch.
I actually did not bring in my leftovers for that same reason.
Huh. Okay, so
I don't know how bad this is for you guys, but I actually knew where we were going.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's an extra step above.
Well, the listeners already know because Dawson is not here. But wait.
He's out getting us lunch, right?
Yeah. Wait, how
right?
did you – yeah, exactly.
Right?
So I run over to the other shop because I have to give one of the editors over there edit for the Spike
question,
show tonight.
To answer your question, yesterday or the day before, like whatever day that all happened that he was announcing that we were buying lunch, he mentioned to me after you walked away, I'll probably send Kaylin or someone to the Habit.
Oh, okay.
So that was how I knew. I just stood next to him longer than you did.
That sounds delicious.
When I decided not to bring my leftovers, I was making my order in my head.
Yep. Yeah, so the Habit, I think the number two fast food burger in the city.
That's incorrect, but
It's fucking delicious.
It's In-N-Out than the Habit. Yeah. It's In-N-Out than the Habit.
Yeah, Gary's got some bougie place in Texas that he puts over In-N-Out.
Oh, no. I'm saying in the county, in the state. I'll even say state. Where's the second one? Fast food burger.
I'd probably put Five Guys above the Habit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's debatable. I kind of agree, too. That's debatable, yeah.
I kind of actually might.
It's close, though.
I will say we go to the habit way more than five guys.
Maybe we're a little jaded from the habit.
Yeah.
And the habit's not very fast.
Yeah. Neither is five guys.
Five guys.
And neither really is In-N-Out these days. Anyways, so I'm hungry. I don't even eat breakfast because I'm thinking if I eat breakfast, I'm not going to be able to fit Dawson's lunch into my belly. You know? So I run over to the other shop because I have to give an edit over. This is after the Corolla show. Dawson's here for that. We do a full show with Brian Posehn.
When you left, Dawson was still here saving the show, mixing it down.
Yeah, so I run over to the other shop, give Jacob an edit to play on the Spike show tonight, and then I come back and Dawson's car's gone. And Gary's outside with Nick playing Lava Dumpster. Dumpster Lava.
Thank you.
And
Lava, that's what you guys call that fucking...
Yeah,
amazing game.
and Dawson's car's gone, and I look at Gary, and the first thing I ask Gary is, "Oh, Dawson, is he? Oh, he must be getting lunch, right?" And Gary responds, "No, no, he's not. Dawson's gone for the day. He left.
He had a dentist appointment, apparently.
Yeah, he had a dentist appointment, which
allegedly."
The thing about an appointment is you know beforehand about the appointment.
It's true.
So. He could have told us when he found out about this appointment. I wouldn't have even cared if I got an hour's notice.
Oh, not at all.
You know? But here I am thinking I'm going to get lunch. Like, we're all going to share a birthday meal with Caitlin on Dawson's time before the show. And then we come in here in our food comas and proceed to podcast.
Right.
No.
Not so.
No. Dawson had a dentist appointment. And
now we're all hangry.
Yeah, we're hangry. We have, and I guess Gary doesn't have a bone to pick.
There's not a bone in this building.
Yeah, there is. BarkBox, baby.
Dog food treats. It is funny that some little behind-the-scenes information for people who tune into the show for behind-the-scenes facts. We do have a snack table. Since the vending machine left, the only snacks are dog food biscuits.
Our snacks.
And they are all packaged and flavored in a way that the distracted person.
Oh, I picked
may
them up
very
times
easily. Put one into
to investigate
mouth
what they are.
Oh, someone did. I think it might have been Patrick Hickey from Area
Eatable. Yeah, and Adam gave Philly Cheesesteak my office. Says it's his new nap room, so I'm kind of just hanging out outside.
That's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Yes. So we are hungry. So if you're wondering why we're a little on edge. Because we, you know,
was there
food
any else? He had an appointment.
I didn't talk to him.
Do it a different day.
He said he would buy us lunch next time we.
Well,
do
then
cooler.
I mean,
yeah, we'll get our lunch.
He's being generous.
Absolutely. I think if you listen back, no one's accusing him of not being generous.
Yeah,
we're accusing him of improper notification. At least I am.
It's fair.
We're teasing him. Yeah, it's fine. You know, maybe
it is not fine. I would prefer a little bit more notice.
Anyways, that's where Dawson is. That's why Dawson is not here. We spent a lot of time talking about Dawson.
Anyone who wants to feel free not to tweet Dawson about this so he'll never know, that'd be just fine.
Yeah, okay, so if you're going to tweet Dawson, just tweet him as a Bobo Bark. Everyone just bark at him. I want him to get
perfect
confused.
Perfect decoy.
There's
plus,
people throwing
plus he
him
refuses to bark.
That's got to change.
There's people throwing him $50 and you think he's not going to have someone telling him what's up. Like he's got an army out there.
Listen, if he asked for $50, he got it. I'm asking for them not to fucking spill the beans. Maybe I'll get it.
So, Bobo Boys.
Unite.
Have at it.
And let's bark at Dawson. Who cares? The barks aren't mean barks.
No.
They're just like, hey, man, what's up?
Their admiration. I mean, the McClure's pickles.
Include a lot of positive emojis so that he knows that the barks are positive.
That'll drive him nuts. Emojis. Yeah. Dawson's got to hate those.
Hashtag flood Dawson's Twitter. All right, let's just destroy his notifications. If he gets those on his phone, I want his battery to die. All right, so everybody get on that. Now, are you bummed about the vending machine being gone?
I am right this second.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'll tell
in
you.
In general, I don't know.
I'm a big fan of having a bag of chips with my lunch.
You are?
Yeah.
I do. I always bring it's a sandwich from home, but I do miss not being able to grab a bag of chips.
The mush and the crunch.
Crunch and mush, exactly, as has been discussed before. So, you know, these days it's just a little bit more mush. There's not enough crunch in my life. But that's all right. I'm getting past it. I feel like I've gone through several stages of grief. I'm kind of in the bargaining phase.
What are some good chips? We had those jalapeno ones that were okay.
Jalapeno kale chips were bomb.
But all the other chips were just like Lay's Doritos.
Yeah, they're fucking Doritos, but I like Doritos. Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of the vending machine. I didn't really like anything in there.
I liked that there were cold sodas in there.
That was nice too. Yeah.
They but the thing about the sodas is when they loaded it, they'd be gone. Like all the good ones would be gone in like 3 days.
The only one that would be left is the Fuse iced tea, which only Mike August drinks.
That's Mike August's buttons.
August?
That's reserved for Mike August.
I miss that vending machine for the simple fact of missing watching August load up for a trip. Because he'd literally come over and stand there for like, I mean, granted, it's probably 10 seconds between pushing the buttons, it cycling, and you being able to do it again. But he'd stand there for 3 minutes and just load a bag. Yeah.
Mike, what are you doing here? Oh, shopping.
Yeah.
Going shopping. And, yeah, I didn't like the noise it made. And I don't know.
The noise was loud.
It is roomier now. That thing was pretty big.
I liked offering it to guests.
That, too.
It was
like
cool
saying,
amenity. We have nothing. We don't have bottled water.
No, there's some dog food on the other counter.
That is kind of rough.
I miss the vending machine.
Chris,
all
say,
around, I miss it. I didn't have any qualms with that. Always got a bag of chips.
Yeah, that's nice,
or
right?
Or a drink. Yeah.
The chips, guys. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Remember the chips?
Yeah.
But love some Chris, you're saying that you didn't like the sound of it, but if I'm not mistaken, you were the person running around with a recording of the sound saying it sounded like the beginning of the song Jump Around.
It did.
And you could not believe how much it sounded like the opening of the song Jump Around.
The only thing I used to get from there were the peanuts. And when you just the peanuts, really, is when you put the number for the peanuts.
It was that specific. Yeah. The sound of the ring on the plastic.
When the spiral would spin, it would go beep. But then the rest of my head, it go beep, beep. You know? And it really was, because I would
it
have
really
my Spotify.
Wasn't. Let's be clear,
no,
everyone. It was not.
It was.
It sounded like a vending machine delivering peanuts.
He's a musical genius, Matt. I believe him. I think he matched the tones perfectly in his head.
Nick, I appreciate what you're saying, but Chris sleeps here sometimes, and I think he discovered that in the middle of a 19-hour editing binge. So I'm clearly Camp Fondelier here.
Yeah.
Chris, this is only an hour's worth of work, but the vending machine.
Yeah, seriously.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, we'll miss it, but we should go on more snack runs now, I guess.
We should. Well, I used to do a Costco run. Is what I used to do. I would personally go to Costco.
That was fun.
And personally
I've been
use
on,
a company card to pay for that.
I've been on those Costco runs with Matt. It was really fun.
What kind of company card do we have that you can do that?
Well, I guess they only take that back. Back in the day, I would get reimbursed.
Expense it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would personally put down my own money for food in this building and then get reimbursed for it.
Yeah. And then Matt would buy, and then he on a separate tab, he'd buy his own stuff.
Yeah, usually a big ball of Jack Daniels.
He bought a bunch of Red Cups. Costco size of Jack.
You never know who's coming in here.
Are you throwing a rager?
But Chris, I believe you're bearing the lead, because I think he used to just do it all on the same thing and then send it to Linda and be like, not yours. And it was just
it's
cups,
true.
Booze, and like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, exactly. It was
the
itemized.
Only thing I need is fucking alcohol.
Yep, I would just circle the ball of Jack Daniels would be like, don't need refund on this part.
Yeah, this one's mine.
Linda knows way too much about us.
She really does. That's not, I mean, we're not going to get into it, but I know there are way worse stories about what Linda
Jesus
knows.
So.
Linda's our, Linda works in our finance department.
Yeah. She's our accountant basically, and she knows where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
You learn a lot from just receipts.
Yeah.
You know, like someone's receipts.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Matt.
Yes.
You went on a trip, and we didn't hear anything about it because you weren't here last week, which I'm bummed because you went to San Francisco. And first off, I'm also sad that nobody caught Matt in the wild.
Yeah,
but
I'm
I will
so
put
glad
this,
that didn't
I will
happen.
Put this out there. If you do catch Matt in the wild, snap a photo, send it to me. I will send you a prize.
He doesn't love this.
This is really great. Listen.
Dude, you know what? You'll get a different prize from me because I'll double down on that.
All right.
I'll find you something cool,
I
want to
see Matt in the wild. All right.
Chris, you've spent time with me outside of this building. You know what it's like with me in the wild. It's just normal.
Exactly. That's why we want to see it.
Okay.
All right. So how was your trip, man?
My trip was amazing.
This is your 1 year anniversary.
Our 1 year anniversary trip to San Francisco.
You've had a plan forever. Adam let you go.
He did let me go.
Begrudgingly.
No, he let me go.
No, he did.
There was definitely it came up as these things always do. Actually, what happens is I have a private conversation with him that goes surprisingly well, and then I go up to Gary and I'm like, all right, guess I'm clear now. And then three days later, yeah, then it's like, get Matt on the mic. I'm like, oh, no.
Well,
oh, God.
Well, Matt, you played it masterfully. I mean, we talked about what when to do it, but you played it masterfully and asked him 5 minutes after he won a Trans Am race. Or came in third.
That was great.
Which, yeah, yeah. You know,
he was on the podium. Yep. He gets a phone call from
next,
Matt.
Next morning, he's walking in. He's holding the champagne bottle that he'd been spraying the night before. And Matt's like, hey, boss, I got to go out of town. He's like, cool, have fun. Like,
exactly. I'm like, wow, that would be great.
Smooth. And that is not a joke, right? Is he holding the champagne bottle?
No, that is not a joke.
Very smooth.
Yeah, it was a really awesome trip, though. I mean, we got a room upgrade, so we had like an amazing view.
How'd you do that? Did you just
I had asked for it ahead of time. Said it's our anniversary. The phrase is anything you could do to make the trip more special.
You would be surprised what the people at the front desk have the power to do. Cause, my brother taught me this, like slip them a 20 and they'll upgrade.
I definitely did not do that.
Or the sweet, you know,
maybe, I mean the bellhop got a nice tip, but
maybe throw on the sweet talk. Maybe, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at that, I think.
Well, this was really weird because I had let them know in advance. And then when we showed up at the front desk, I kind of reiterated it. You know, we're here for our anniversary. Anything you could do to make the trip more special? And they said, oh, you know, we actually can upgrade you. What are you laughing about?
Anything near the air conditioning.
They said, do have a king size bed upgrade for you. And there's some special amenities waiting for you in your room.
I love amenities.
Like, oh, yeah. Yes. Fucking amenities. But we get up to our room.
Vending machine.
We get to our room. It's a queen-size bed. Nothing in the room.
Oh.
And it looks out
at? And it looks out at, like, a giant fan. Like, a giant air conditioning fan, like, outside.
The view?
That's the view.
That you got the roof view.
And that's the confusing joke I just made.
Yeah. Now I get what you're
story.
Saying.
Sorry.
So, I'm like, maybe we, like, what?
Sorry.
I mean, we wouldn't have asked. I wouldn't have expected the upgrade, but you said that we got it, and now it's not here. So we called the front desk, and we're like, hey, you know, we were just told that we would have a king-size bed and amenities and not seeing that there.
Yeah,
and they're
no
like,
amenities.
Oh, that room's not available till 3. I'm like, oh, so we can just bring our bags back down and just come back later? Absolutely. So we went off to –
it's going
to
go perfect.
We went off to Alcatraz. It actually did. No, it did. Yeah. No, it really did. We went off to Alcatraz Island, and it was really trippy. It was a really fun experience. And then when we got back, sure enough, upgraded to this huge room. It had an incredible view of the entire Bay Area, including Alcatraz, where we had just come from.
Oh, you were just there.
Yeah, and just a huge – I mean, my parents, I guess unbeknownst to me, had reached out to the hotel and got us like a bottle of wine. So
what?
We got back to our room, and it was just filled with incredible stuff for us. So – it was a really, really incredible trip. And in this week's show, I'll briefly get into the dinner at the Michelin 3-star restaurant, which was a fucking unbelievable
meal. I can't wait to hear about that dinner. But let's talk about the San Francisco sights you saw. Full house?
Nope.
I did not do anything that anybody told me to do. I'll just say it up front.
Does that include watching The Rock?
That's correct.
You didn't watch The Rock?
I'm sorry, you guys.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
At least you stayed where I told you to stay.
Even I watched The Rock, and I didn't go. I didn't even go. I watched it for you.
Did you skateboard at Alcatraz?
One of the things I told Matt to do...
THPS.
One of the things I told Matt to do was walk across the street, literally closer than the other shop, and go to a bar, and he didn't do that.
Yeah. I'm a dick. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
All right. What was the most fun, or a surprisingly fun thing that you did that you just thought, oh, this is really cool.
All right. Well,
sitting in a park with 4,000 people.
That's
one of the craziest
right.
pictures. You should send him that picture.
Yeah, we'll post
it.
Okay, definitely. So,
and your view of Alcatraz from your hotel room. That sounds cool, too.
It was really awesome. The second day that we were there, we had kind of a lighter schedule. We didn't have a bunch of stuff planned. But there was a cool bar in the Mission District, which is a miniature golf course bar, where each hole is a custom-designed – kind of San Francisco themed hole, and then, you know, there's a cool bar that's there too, so you can drink
you
beer.
Love the golfing and drinking, right? Is that like
we're on the same page, Chris. I was like,
wait, I didn't hear about this. Sorry. No. I'm not listening because I feel like I've heard this story.
Because I'm talking right now.
No, I've heard this story. True. I feel like this is my problem with Shane Von Delay is I hear all these stories because we're like very close friends.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
So you went to a bar at a golf course? Or was it a mini
golf
course?
It's a mini golf course, but it was the most intricate mini golf course. Each golf course, each hole was like a Rube Goldberg machine. Okay. And depending on where you would hit the ball in, the balls are going all over the entire fucking place, like giant wires up along the ceiling and stuff. It was crazy. So that we were kind of expecting because we had heard about this place and wanted to get a drink there. There's also a famous bakery around there that's like walking distance. So we went there next, had an awesome like banana cream pie thing that was fucking insanely good. But where the big surprise came in is we were trying to find a place to eat. And my wife said, I think there's like a park around here. Why don't we just find a park? We'll sit down and just enjoy this pie. So walked up one block to an area called Dolores Park, which I didn't understand is apparently the like hipster hub of the country. And every Saturday and Sunday, apparently, the entire city goes to this park and just chills out. And we were expecting just like a park with a couple hobos in it. But we turned the corner and there were, like Gary said, there were like 4,000 people in this place. And so we just got a spot up on the side of the hill and just hung out there and just people watched. And we were there for – we must have been there for 2 hours.
There were so many people.
I have a picture that I guess we'll post on your site. That's our view, which is like a Where's Waldo painting.
It was the last Where's Waldo painting in the book.
Yeah.
That is like weirdly way harder than the rest of the other pictures.
Right.
Yeah. Because they all look like Waldo.
It would have been impossible
to
spot
the last one, so it has to be harder.
Yeah, so that is an image of what
– the more you know.
So that image is what's in front of us, and there were that many people behind us too. Like we were sitting in the absolute middle of the park.
It looked like Coachella.
It really did. And that's what it felt like. It felt like – or when we went to Outside Lands, it felt like that too. And everybody's just – partying down, just smoking joints,
but
drinking
no events,
beer.
Like nothing.
There's nothing.
No, just, no concerts.
Just groups of
nothing
people hanging out.
It's really just
food
people.
Trucks?
No, there were not any food trucks actually.
Nothing?
No,
just grass,
everybody
Caleb.
Had coolers. Just people just had their own beer and
fuck
just had
your
a picnic.
Capitalism, man.
Yeah, man.
Get that out of our park.
It's just grass.
So I will say that was by far the biggest surprise. Like turning that corner and just seeing how many people were there. We didn't have plans that day anyway, but I would have never thought that we would have just sat in a park for 2 hours. But it was just a beautiful day and it was amazing.
Yeah, what was the vibe? Like it was just like just everybody just hanging out.
Real
just...
high.
Yeah. It was super high. Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it just felt like a music festival is really what it felt like. Just everybody just hanging out, relaxing, mingling with people. It was cool because there were dogs. You didn't have to have dogs on leash, so there were just dogs running around everywhere. It just was great people watching. You know, everyone's bringing their boom boxes. There were boom boxes.
People, do yourself a favor. Don't try to use your mind's eye to figure out this picture. Go look at it because I listened to this picture or this story and like had a picture in my mind of like what was reasonable and – it's nothing like
this.
I think we killed it right there.
Yeah,
I think that's exactly what he told me the first time, and I was like, he's got to be exaggerating. There's not going to be 4,000 people in a park. Like, what kind of park is this in the middle of San Francisco?
Yeah,
like,
but it's like, no,
city,
every
like,
fucking square inch of this place.
The closest or the furthest person away from you couldn't have been more than 7 feet away, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know that picture where they show the difference between the Obama inauguration and the Trump inauguration?
Exactly. It was like that.
This does that to the Obama inauguration.
Yeah, right. You reach a mass picture
on the left, and then the bare bones Obama inauguration.
If you believe pictures,
all right,
idiot.
Fake news. Let's not get
it. I'm just kidding. Matt, let's talk about your food, man.
Shea Fondelet.
You had a 14-course meal.
Yeah. I just want to focus on one place.
You know he's going to say it. We don't need you to give him the intro. What's on the menu?
This week.
Glad you asked. all right. So
real.
Yeah.
Of all the things that we had on the trip, I will only talk about the 3-star Michelin restaurant. It's called Quince.
Quince. Matt,
promise?
You booked.
Yeah, promise. I do promise.
You booked this reservation months in advance.
Yeah.
And then days in advance, you came out and went,
Fuck! Oh, so that was a different place that lost their reservation. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the fact that you found out that they raised their prices and changed their menu.
Yeah, exactly.
The day before you got there or something, right?
Yeah, they changed the price of the menu the night that we were dining there. We found out like a few weeks before the trip, there's like a post like, just to let you know, on April 1st, our prices will be changing. We're like, great, our reservation's on fucking April 1st. This is awesome.
Well, would you rather have that or just to let you know, we lost a star?
That would have been brutal. But they only do it every year, and this was 3 stars for this year.
Oh, so yeah.
I know that wasn't going to change. But I assumed the price would go up because that's just how it is.
Just out of curiosity, 3 stars is the best, correct?
That's correct.
How many are there? It's like under 100, isn't it?
You know, every country has – or the countries that are included in this list, each one of those countries will probably have – somewhere between 100 to 500, I think.
3 stars?
Yeah. I think maybe it's less than that.
Okay.
It's kind of in that weird more than you think, but not so many. I don't really know. I'm not too
– Every country has over 100 3-star – is that what you said?
You'd have to look it up. You can Wikipedia Michelin guide.
Okay,
and it'll
look it
say
up. I thought
like,
it was more like 75 for 3 stars.
It might be. So I talked on the show about – like the Michelin system and what it is, because when we were in Italy, we went to a Michelin 2-star restaurant.
The most revered food rating system.
Exactly. It's sort of like the list.
It's like the Hall of Fame. It's not even
the
like,
Michael Jordan of
did
food
you,
rating.
Sure. Did you explain that?
Oh, yeah. There's way less than 100 per country.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah. There's like maybe like 10 in Hong Kong. There's
That's
like
a city.
Yeah, I know that is a city. There in Italy. There's like 12.
How about the U.S.?
Because I know there's some in Chicago and New York.
Yeah, there's 2 in Chicago. There's like 8 in New York, 3 in San Francisco. There's a total of like maybe 15.
Okay.
This is rare hologram Pokemon card, first edition.
Hey, by the way, when you explain
how many in La Crosse, Wisconsin?
You told me that you went to the best restaurant. The good restaurant, sorry.
Yeah, one of
he said something. What was the quote exactly? Do you remember? He said, I'm going to the fancy restaurant.
It's like one of like 4 that are like considered really classy. I went to a place in Iowa one time called Conrad, and they had one steakhouse called That Place.
I like that.
Did you explain what the like who's behind the rating system?
I think so, but just to recap.
The Michelin Man, obviously.
Michelin Man, yeah, the tire company, they wanted to encourage people to get on the road, so they started raking restaurants.
Oh, I was kidding.
We should do that.
That's real, though.
We should do that, because like, if a tire company can do that, we can give a Bobo rating, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like, yeah.
Let's bean scale it, man. Let's
combine. Oh, I wouldn't put it in the bean scale. I would never rate that.
Well,
let's definitely
bean scale it, because then I got to go to all these places and try
yeah,
it first
exactly.
Hand, so.
All right,
I'm
yeah.
in with this idea, yeah.
Okay, we'll give them out at, what, 10 beans, though? That's a lot of beans for a restaurant.
Yeah, well, better live up to it.
Better figure it out.
All right.
Yeah, I might have to cut it down to 5 for the restaurant, since Michelin only is 3, so...
We'll come up with a rating system for you, Galen.
We'll figure it out.
Right. Let me go ahead and spoiler alert that one. In-N-Out 5 stars.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't be so generous with these beans, Galen.
These are very valuable.
All right, so Matt.
So this meal was, I mean, it was the best meal I've ever had in my life. It was also the most expensive meal I've ever had in my life. But I'm glad that those two things correlated.
That's crazy, because you've been to Europe.
I have been to Europe, yeah.
You've been
care
to
if
amazing
this is rude,
restaurants
but
there.
How much was it?
Say it.
It for the both of us to eat and drink with tip, everything, I paid $1,000.
Okay. That's rough, but it's worth
it. It was very
Did
rough.
Did you get a bottle of wine? Or was it a pairing?
2 bottles of wine and champagne.
Okay.
Dawson is splitting $50 for lunch between
yeah,
the 9 of us.
Well, listen, this was a big – I mean, we're not going to – I don't go crazy like
no,
this. And this was our one-year anniversary. Like
also,
I said, I tried to get the receipt to be my paper anniversary gift.
He did it for the Shea Fondelet segment, really.
Yeah.
Like, that's
– You
really
can, you
for
know
the
you can expense this, right?
I should. Oh, my God.
Expense
that'd be
it.
Awesome.
I mean,
I will,
not to
I
the company,
allow.
But you can,
yeah.
you can put –
Taxes.
Tax deductible.
To Resume Podcast.
Yeah.
It's material. You only went
yeah. – So this was a – We were at this restaurant for 4.5 hours. There were 14 courses that include everything from little bites to kind of much bigger dishes. And as the night went on, the courses would just get – they got bigger and bigger and bigger. So by the time you're getting to like the main course, it's like a full plate of food. And
I don't even know where, like, what courses I could even think of, because I remember when we went to the Peterson Museum for Adam's like award thing, there was like a 7-course meal, and my mind was blown.
Right.
So what could these courses possibly?
We later found out when we were there that it wasn't 7 courses though; it was just like 7 different. Things just all on one plate. Yeah. It was not 7 courses
they
at all.
They counted the course as just like a different food.
Right. So what they would do, though, is in between each course, there would probably be like 15 to 20 minutes in between each course.
That's a lot of time.
It was a lot of time. But it's sort of about – it's kind of like a more European style of cooking.
That really is your whole night, right?
You just spend the whole night there. We had like a 7:30 reservation. We got home at like midnight. It was insane.
That's really weird, because most restaurants operate on the idea of flipping their tables like 3 times in a night.
You're seated there and you're getting a fat tip.
You see the bill he paid?
No, I know.
They're just trying to fill up their tables and like that.
And they split it like it says on the menu that they they pool all their tips, and it's given for everybody who kind of works at the restaurant.
Geez, I want to work there.
So what they would do though is after they cleared the table, they would just kind of. Each course has its own silverware and plating and all this stuff. So they would kind of put like a little tease. They just like put like a weird little fork or something and then just leave you there. And you kind of sit there and kind of wonder, because the tools would be really intricate. They were like weird tools.
This fork has 5 prongs. Why?
Why? Why 5 prongs?
Why is it so small?
At one point, they just put this giant like steaming vat of stuff. And they're just like, we're going to leave this here for you guys to think about what's coming. And then they just walk away.
I thought that was like the first course. Like, Matt, you got to be more descriptive.
They really said that?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Okay. Gary's a little suspicious.
At $500, that might be okay. But at $1,000, fuck you.
All right. So,
it was pretty fun. So
guide us through your night.
When we first got back from the trip, I tried to tell my parents about every single thing that we ate. It was fresh in our memories. It took us like 45 minutes.
I got time.
No, we're not gonna do that.
It's not a menu.
I don't want to do that. It's not even
about some of it.
It's not even important.
Highlights.
I'm gonna just kind of list off some of the stuff that was included in the menu. And what you have to understand, the way that I compare this experience is like going to a concert where you don't know the band, but every song that they play is an amazing song that you've never heard before. So what it ostensibly was is you walked into this chef's restaurant, and then this chef is going to show you his version of X amount of items, all these different dishes. This is my version of lobster, or my version of chicken, or whatever.
Oh, so it's the guy who put the band that plays the cover songs, but in their own way, and it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Exactly. And everyone's having a great time the entire show.
All right.
And every plate tasted like 5 different things depending on which sauces you would use, or you can kind of mix and match.
Are you saucing it yourself?
No, I mean, it would be plated in a certain way, but there'd be, depending on what it is, there'd be certain types of sauce. So one bite you'd use one sauce, the other bite you'd use a different sauce, and they would taste completely different.
What's an example of, like, using the cover song metaphor, like?
All right, so, like, I'll just list off some of the things that were on the menu.
Thank God.
Some of them were a little fancier than others, but there's caviar.
I never had caviar
either, and I was kind of freaking out about it. But it was delicious.
Yeah.
It was awesome. The caviar was like the third course.
Like when you go to sushi, and people are going to hate me for making this comparison, but those little orange balls.
Never had that either.
The roe eggs, yeah.
Never had that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's very similar. At least to me.
They're both eggs.
They're both fish.
Well, like the caviar dish, for example, it looked like a glass beehive, like an octagon, like a stop sign. Ashtray, like 3 stacked on top of each other, and each one had a different preparation of caviar. And so they brought this huge stack of these glass dishes out, and then they just started opening them up, and it made like this weird honeycomb beehive thing on the table. And each one was filled with a different preparation of caviar. Is there a ghost in the studio?
No, Dylan's watching soccer.
Very loudly.
And Kaylin's mic is open.
There you go. So there's caviar, there was king crab. There was some escargot, lobster, halibut, handmade pastas.
This is
lamb.
Oh my God.
There were 3 different rounds of dessert, including like a huge dessert cart.
Sound like my first night on that cruise we went on.
It really was. It was exactly like that. It was like the wheel, like getting the wheel.
Wow.
So, like I said, the portions got bigger as the night went on. So by course 13 or 14, when they're literally wheeling out a dessert cart, and you can pick as many of them as you want, and there's like 10 different varieties of cakes and treats and pastries and things. It's like you can't take more than like
you
two
say,
or
fuck
three.
Dessert. I want cheese.
Yeah, no, we went straight for the dessert cart for sure.
Nice.
So in the end, it was just an unbelievable experience. Like I said, we did get a couple bottles of wine. We had some champagne.
Are you leaving stuff on your plate? Like, are you
you clear the courses off? I mean,
is
it's
it
like
hard?
You can put it down.
Yeah, you're not pushing like by like course like 11.
By the end of the night, you definitely are very full. But this particular place, I thought they did a really good job of
portion,
and because there was enough time in between each course, you really were able to kind of digest whatever you were eating, and you were. By the time 10 minutes goes by, like, you're ready for the next flavor.
What was the vat?
The vat was – it was this – apparently the restaurant has a special course that's made of white asparagus and a type of mushroom. And apparently every year they have this on the menu, but they try to come up with a different way to present it. So this year they have this white asparagus that's in this vat with – it's like a yuzu, sweet, almost vinegary kind of liquid. And they're like marinating in there. And then eventually they would come out and they give you these huge asparagus covered with this awesome cream sauce and mushroom. And then they give you a shot glass that has the liquid that it's been marinating in.
And you take a – you drink it?
Yeah, and you kind of sip it while you eat it. And again, it's like just – even though it's asparagus and mushroom – there are 15 different flavor combinations, and every single bite tastes incredible.
I'm now even more mad at Dawson for not being here because I'm starving.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm starving too. This sounds perfect for you and like my nightmare.
Exactly. That's right. It's right though. I mean, you have to be prepared for this type of experience.
Yeah,
I've talked
like,
to.
It's very different.
Yeah.
This is like.
You have to be adventurous.
More than probably anyone else, I would say that I walk into places and find myself going, this is a place Matt would love. Maybe that's because Matt just is more accepting of things than I am. But in general, like I find myself in a lot of places that I feel like Matt would get down with.
I used to not be as interested in this kind of stuff, but my wife introduced me to the culture of
– I love it.
Of like fine dining, which I just wasn't really that familiar with. And then we started doing this bit for the show. So now like
– you have to.
Now I like it.
Write it off.
About it.
Write it off. That off.
So anyway, I find it super like interesting. Like – just there's so many places that, but they all do a little different shit.
Yeah.
How was the unification of all the dishes?
I mean, it was amazing. They are saying that black truffle was the like theme, so there was a little bit of black truffle in every dish that kind of united it all.
Was that, it just that you know it's fancy?
What was the dining room? Were you by people? Were you
a little bit? It was an old bank, I think, or something like that. It was like an old building from the 1920s. So. Really classy looking with like chandeliers, exposed brick, and then each they had probably different spaces in the restaurant that had maybe six or seven tables kind of together but curtained off. Mm-hmm. So we had a few tables around us, but mostly at a place like that, I don't want to look at the other tables if they're ahead of us on the menu,
right?
Because everyone's getting the same
thing. We know
Matt's pumping his ears and closing his eyes.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. I'm imagining, based on the way you're describing it, that as each course comes after a 15-minute break, there's a long preamble as to what this is, how it was prepared. Is that accurate?
Yeah, they put it down on the plate exactly, or they put it down on the table, and they break down exactly what you're about to enjoy. Is that what you're saying, the waiting staff? Yeah, totally. And I mean, that's why it's kind of funny. Like we kept the menu. They like printed our names and happy anniversary like on the actual menu, which is really cool. But when you read the menu, it doesn't do it justice. You don't really know what it actually is.
All right.
So anyway, Quince, if you go online, look for Quince in San Francisco. There's a lot of pictures of the restaurant and of the different dishes that are there. So if you wanted to check it out, you guys can do that because you can get a little visual idea of what I experienced. And that's what's on the menu.
Yeah.
Drop Matt's name and get $5 off.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
All right, we're getting a phone call right now. I'm just going to answer. We'll see what it is because Kaylin signaled me. We're getting a phone call. Hey, you're on the Water Cooler / Resume, the sideshow of Resume. This is Chris Loxamana. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Danny.
Hey, Danny. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. I didn't know what time Carol was taking calls today. Sorry.
Oh, he took calls earlier in the day. Now the main show's finally up, so we're just taking calls for this one.
Nice. What are you guys up to?
Matt just talked about his 1 year anniversary. It's Kalen Bean's birthday. Gary has a bone to pick, and
I stunk up the bathroom and before Brian Posehn went in there.
Yeah. Oh, you got to hear the story. But yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's what you took from me.
That's any crap.
All right. Well, yeah. If you're trying to call into Adam, so try again tomorrow, man.
All right, sounds good, man. 12. Have fun, you guys. I love the show, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I love you,
man. Call in at like 12:55 if you want to get in.
All right, sweet, man.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Before I get into Nick's story, Matt, those menus with your names printed on would have made a great paper gift, I think. I did
think about that too. Yes, Gary.
Yes, I have a question. Did your wife get you the same anniversary gift that you got her?
As a matter of fact, she did.
Yeah, so
and you guys didn't know.
Matt figured it out.
Okay, so
Matt figured it out because he found the package and saw the return address label on her.
Well, right. They don't even know what Matt got her yet. We got it.
So we talked about on the show about the idea that your first anniversary is your paper anniversary,
which is ridiculous. I
wanted to kill myself.
Which
I cannot let that happen.
I don't want to have anything to do with this, but.
I like it.
Yeah, Matt is the table next to me, and I'm watching what dishes he's getting served, and I'm thinking, okay, I can't
you
do that.
You like it.
Well, like one
Nick,
of her
that is a single man talking. Yeah, you're using this podcast trying to get pussy. No one in a real relationship wants to do paper anniversary bullshit.
So one of her friends, though, I guess her and her husband are both from different countries, and they have this really nice framed like map artwork that's like the maps of where their countries are and them coming together. It's a super nice thing that Julie loves. So the pressure is on to get a good paper anniversary gift.
Yeah.
And I tried. How about the receipt for my $1,000 dinner?
Yeah. Fuck having friends because you just set the bar at $1,000 at least for my fucking first anniversary.
Then
I'll edit this out.
Then I thought, too, the restaurant told me that they were going to print the names on the menu. And I thought, oh, maybe we'll get that frame, do that.
Nice.
But then it just kind of occurred to me. What joke were you going to make, Nick? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I would have got her just 200 nice sheets of cardstock eggshell.
Oh, yeah? That would have been it.
See, there's... you just got to let me plug him in. And then you stop.
Yeah, don't force him. he'll pull the reins if he needs to. Right.
500 sheets in a ream, isn't there?
That cardstock's pretty thick. I don't know. I'm just...
yeah.
500 was my initial thing.
But. All right, man. What'd you get?
So it occurred to me I had this moment of brilliance. Because actually, I should say, the Bobo Boy Army tweeted a lot of great suggestions as well. And I'm very grateful for that. And I started looking around like Etsy and some of these sites that people were sending me to try to come up with a good paper gift. And it was around that time that I had a moment of clarity. And I thought, you know what? We do puzzles together all the time. I bet you. What do you and your girlfriend do together?
Gary just
watch reality TV like
all
adults.
Right. Well, we do that too. So I thought, you know what? I wonder if I can get like a custom photo puzzle made.
Like a jigsaw, yeah.
Yeah. And love then that. As soon as I like Googled.
Jigsaw.
All right.
As soon as I Googled that, I saw the very first site that popped up is a company called Ravensburger. And they are one of the most famous puzzle companies.
I am so damn hungry. Like Ravensburger.
I'm talking about Ravensburger. Right now. That's awesome. So I was like, all right, well, this is fate. Like, it's the best puzzle company. We've gotten a bunch of puzzles from them before. We know they are high quality. And they do a custom photo. So I picked a picture from the wedding. I thought this is a perfect gift. Had it shipped here to the studio.
By the way, it is a perfect gift.
I think so. I think it was great.
Yeah. You told
Don't
me this idea
thought.
When you
it, it is.
Yeah,
is
when you came up with
idea.
It.
Yeah.
You came into my office and you were excited and I was excited. I thought that's perfect. You did
Same
it.
Here.
You did it.
So in the middle of the week, after I placed the order, like maybe it was a couple weeks later, I got home from work a little bit early and there were a couple boxes outside of my house, and one of the boxes I saw was from Ravensburger Puzzle Company, but it was addressed to my wife instead.
Because Matt's a smart man. He got his delivered here.
Yeah.
And
you say my wife's stupid?
Yeah, that was exactly what I took
you,
from
Nick.
That. Fuck
you, Nick!
Julie's
oh,
dumb.
No.
Like, what?
No, I know you didn't mean that. No, it's fine.
No, Matt was trying to be more secure and, you know, keep the surprise.
So, but you
but
know,
Julie typically gets home first.
Right. So I played it a little coy, and when we were on vacation and we both had our gifts wrapped up, I saw hers wrapped in the bed. I was like, it's the exact same shape. I was like, oh my God, it really is. And the only difference is that Julie chose a different picture than I did.
Thank
but
God.
There were other aspects that you could customize, like the color of the box and the message on the box. We got each other the exact same gift.
So here's
which
my
is
question.
Awesome.
Are you guys going to do them together and then frame them?
Absolutely. That's the plan.
That's really cool.
Which
are
is,
they the same size?
They are the exact same size.
That's perfect.
That's a
story you'll tell for the next 50 years, and your
totally.
Friends will hate you for it. Like,
yeah.
I can't – I already feel like I've heard that story too many times.
So I apologize. I feel like I'm dominating this whole show, but
– You kind of are.
No, no, I am, but there's just – this has been a crazy fucking week.
You weren't here all week. You weren't here last week. Yeah.
So I was just going to – but I was just going to say that we are going to be doing the puzzles in the new house that we're going to be moving into. Which I don't even know if I told you, Chris, but we got the place that we
Hot
were
damn!
Looking for.
Yes.
So I'm not so awesome. We're not buying; it's renting. But we got home from our trip from San Francisco, and at 9:30 at night,
you're on a high.
Like, we were on a high. We're like, this was a great weekend. And that night, which was the night of our anniversary, knock on the door. It's our landlord telling us that we have 2 months to leave because she's going to be moving her family into our house. So
and, I saw Matt those like the next couple days after that, and oh man,
it was
poor
guy,
it was
horrible.
Worst stereotype ever.
Yeah,
Matt got real neurotic, like
yeah,
real quick.
It was really bad. Well, I mean, we loved that
you
house. We've
no,
been
I
there
know,
for
but...
3 years. It was like our home. It felt like our home was being ripped away from us.
Yes.
It was terrible. So anyway, it was a very very stressful week. Over the weekend, we saw a place that we both fell in love with. And over the last like 24 hours, exchanged a bunch of emails and stuff, and we were told that we got the place. So
nice.
I'm now,
congratulations.
I'm so relieved now. So we're probably going to move in about a month, and one of the first things we're going to do is build those goddamn puzzles.
I love it, man.
Yeah, thank
there,
you.
What a happy ending.
It was, and it will
and
be.
One of the second
the
things
address?
You're going to do is a cookout for the Bubble Boys.
Oh, ooh, really? Oh yeah.
I've seen
this place
backyard.
Has – I got to show you guys pictures. The fucking backyard in this place – is twice the size of the house.
All right, I know where we are holding our cooking competition.
If you do not buy a ping pong table, I will be very upset with you.
Julie will not.
It can go in the garage, and then it can be brought out onto the fucking Craigslist. Like, come on. I bet you could find a few friends who would chip in $20 a piece.
Just to have a storage for a ping pong.
Just to have...
Yeah.
Why get a ping pong? They make beer pong tables now.
What's a brand?
I like
actually
like ping,
ping
pong, too.
I know.
Well, we've been talking about like some of the like outdoor
the
lawn activities. Like, we're going to probably get like the badminton set, beer which we had at the Hollywood House for a while before you lived there. That was pretty fun.
That was still there when I got there.
And then
I believe I ran into it.
Oh, that's possible. Some croquet, perhaps.
Yeah.
You never know.
Nice.
But anyway, yeah, life is much better now than it was this time last week.
Hey, congratulations,
thank
man.
You.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you very much. All right, I'm sorry that we're talking so much about me.
No, that's fine. No, okay, let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk about Nick. So, Nick, today...
I've also got a lot of exciting stuff happening in my life.
Sounds like it. Let's hear about it.
First off, Nick, I meant to invite you to our basketball game on Sunday. But I'd be glad you didn't go because we ended up losing. Oh, Kaylin would have wanted to go too.
What did I said the other day? I was like, hey, you know, I kind of want to play some basketball now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I play in a league, so like, yeah, if you want to go, these guys are good.
No, I'm not good at all.
He's intimidating. I feel like I can play in like
you could
almost any game. I'm not great, but
Kaylin can't.
But just
I've
the way
seen Nick play, I've never seen Kaylin play, so I can actually say Nick can hang.
I balled.
But we actually ended up losing, and about two, we were down by 8 at 2.5 minutes, and we called the game off because we got in a fight.
Ooh.
Yeah, we ended up fighting too much, and we're pushing, we're getting each other's faces, we're yelling, and
wait
the
a
rest
minute,
called
you're,
it off.
When you say we, you mean your team,
team versus
right?
team, yeah. Like our team versus
were
their team.
Were you involved though? Like
I was kind of doing the like getting in between, and then like, they would push
bump.
Me, and they like I'd look at them like, oh man, what'd you do
yeah,
that for? Like kind of thing.
Yeah, and, that's
you know,
how I imagine you.
Yeah, and you know they're like, hey, get your boy over there, get him over there, and I'm
that's
like,
what happens
we're
in
over
Long
there.
Beach,
why are you doing that to me? Like and we kind of. It was just kind of just like a bunch of talking. The whole game was just trash talk.
I'm sorry.
And it just escalated.
I said, that's what happens in Long Beach. Is that not where that took place?
What does that mean?
I don't know. LBC.
Actually happened in Garden Grove. Gary.
Sounds worse. Two words is always
well,
bad.
Nick, last time he was in Long Beach with me, he did get into an altercation. presumably.
We think.
Nick doesn't often remember the altercations that he gets in.
So, but yeah, just it was super
uneven
weird.
Cement.
Yeah, hey, that wall was talking back.
Yeah, that's never happened. But like we were just kind of just barking at like this was like not even Boba bark. This is just like straight up just like yapping at each other the whole time, just trash talking. Because a lot of basketball is trash talking, like just very psychological and just trying to get in the other guy's head. And you know, you don't even really mean it. You just like to just talk crap because it really does affect their game if you get into their head. And
I've seen basketball.
Yeah, and it just
Ooh,
just
nice. The
it just went a little too far to where
2009.
Yeah, first like one of my guys got in the face of another guy, and we had to separate them, and then just kind of evolved into this huge thing. It's just if you watch guys play basketball, it's just really funny how just like animalistic they turn, and it's just and a lot of girls laugh. I laugh sometimes. It's funny, but it's weird.
It's a quick transition.
Yeah. The guys get all manly about it, and then the chicks and me laugh about it.
Yeah. No, it is weird to see from an outside perspective, just like watch these guys who are just totally in the zone, just like yelling at each other and stuff. So anyways, they had to call it off, and it was a very weird loss.
We were on a run.
It
could have been all different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It might have been. But then after the game, like they came up to us, like you know, after all the meet me outside kind of thing, catch me outside. How about Daz? A couple of their guys came up to us. We came up to them. You know, you're just like, hey, like game
who did
over.
It first? Because that's always the team that was more scared. You know what, guys? Maybe we should just bury this hatchet.
They did. Boom! They really did. But I mean, we probably would have done too. We just, hey guys, like game's over. Are we cool? And we're like, yeah, we're cool. And like that's just basketball. We're just laughing.
Bro'd out.
Yeah, we bro'd out, and it was fine.
Let's go to the park and finish this game.
Yeah.
But anyways, Nick. So Brian Posehn walks in today. He's the guest on Adam Carolla's show that airs today as well, which you'll probably hear after you listen to this, right? Because everyone listens to this show before the Carolla show.
Sure.
I hear. And
technically, if you post this as soon as we're done, they're going to have several hours before the episode's even available.
I do have the power to do that.
If you post this immediately after we do this, then Brian Posehn will be tomorrow.
No, I post it the next morning.
Huh. Okay.
I like to give us a little cushion. Now, what happened, Nick?
Poop.
Yeah, I don't know. I blew up the bathroom. I don't know. My diet's up and down. I try to go NSNG for a little bit.
Yeah, Nick's doing the strict keto NSNG thing.
But I barely do it, but I'll do it for like a day and a half, and then I'll have 6 street tacos.
Nice.
And then,
the toilet gets blown out.
Yeah,
so
and
Nick,
then I'll
Nick,
have 4 hot dogs.
Yeah, Nick broke
out of the fridge.
And
out of
milk.
The bag. Nick broke for a couple of Nick broke for a few street tacos. And
hot dog can't be keto, bro. There's no way.
It's just meat.
What kinds of meat?
Meat's meat.
Meat's meat.
I don't know.
All right.
Anyways,
next time Vinny's in, let's definitely bring that up.
Brian Posehn walks through the door and he's talking to Dylan. Dylan greets him at the door, and our bathrooms are right next to the door. And I guess Nick just finished his.
Okay, I'll explain this in further detail because
please.
Don't go into too
much
detail.
No. I mean, it stunk. That's the only part about the actual bathroom.
The
thing.
Crime.
But I heard the front door open, and I knew Brian Posehn was in, and. So I turn the bathroom fan in that. And there's an echo. It's an echo chamber. It's very loud. You can't hear anything going on outside if the thing's on except something that's very loud. I heard the door open. So I turn off the light so I can hear what's going on because I didn't want
to
walk.
The fan is linked to the light.
Yeah, it's one.
So now you're sitting in a bathroom that's pitch dark.
Yeah.
I did that same thing.
Which I've done
earlier
done in
today.
That place a bunch of
not
times.
Not a weird move.
Yeah,
well, I was on the phone and the thing was too loud.
Yeah,
so
Kevin was talking about Sink Street.
Oh, you were talking about Sink Street. I'm sorry. But yeah, sometimes I do it so I can hear the TV show as well. And so I turn off the light and because I don't want to. It's right by our front door. I don't want to come out just as Brian Posehn is right there. So I wait. I hear Dylan talk to him, greet him, whatever. And they're talking. The conversation stops. I wait like 30 seconds. So I'm like, oh, it's safe to walk out now. They're definitely not standing there. They were definitely standing there. And Dylan made a face at me just like, oh, what did you do?
He's the last person in this building who should ever be making that face at fucking anyone. That kid shits more than any horse I've ever seen. I'm just saying.
He does take a lot of shits.
Yeah. And I, to be honest, that's not my usual MO here.
No, you're not that guy. Dylan is.
Yeah.
Dylan followed by Matt.
Yeah. And so But at first it was just Dylan, but like obviously Brian was going to smell it. I didn't think he'd say anything, but he was just like, "Good Lord, you think we should shut the door?" And then all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, I think it's in my mouth."
Brian puts it, our guest is greeted with Nick's bathroom smell.
Damn.
Yeah, inhale.
At least
mouth
it wasn't
articulate.
Anna Faris or someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a glasses-half-full kind of guy.
Yeah, but it was really funny. Nick actually got so much anxiety, I had to take a little walk.
Yeah, I was like, I got like really hot. I was like,
he was finishing his shit, Chris. You know that toilet that's down the street?
I got to take a walk. But yeah, anyways, that's Nick's story. All right, so that was resume.
Matt's got anniversary.
Nice.
So
it's
a
weird word.
Yeah. Next week, Kaylin will do Sing Street next week.
Okay.
And also, maybe you want to do the stand-up special, a little double feature?
I'll do it.
Kaylin.
Double bean flicking.
Kaylin's going to flick a lot of bean tomorrow. By the way, did you see that photo that we were tweeted where there are two stores next to each other, and one was called
Flick, and the other one was called The Bean?
And then the next was like a coffee shop called The Bean, so it's like Flick The Bean.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, you got to. I'll show
you. He's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's awesome.
So how do we send Kaylin his birthday messages? How do we get them to him?
He's
tweet him to Dawson.
Yeah, Facebook works.
tweet Dawson your Facebook your Kaylin happy birthday messages, and he will relay them to Kaylin. And all
smart.
You proceed to flood his Twitter account. And that, I guess
again, make sure you use lots of positive emojis.
Yeah, lots of emojis for Dawson too. He loves the emojis.
I'm gonna enjoy seeing the sequence of like at first they just like tweeted at Dawson if they're doing it live, and then later they tweet again, "Happy birthday."
Yeah,
it was like tortoise fart, turtle fart.
Yeah,
I just had someone like one of the tortoise fart things like today.
It's real.
It's timeless.
Yeah. I love that. I should make a shirt. All right. So before we get out of here, just want to say once again thank you to all the listeners. And the beer of the week is for Kaylin's birthday, just like last year.
Same beer as last year. Yeah, White, thank you very much.
Is that still your favorite beer?
Yes,
it's been a year.
Still my favorite beer, hands down.
White Rascal, Avery Brewing Company. It's delicious. And God for Kaylin, because he asked me for that last year, and I remembered. So I just want to stop the show for a second to pat myself on the back.
I do too, man.
For wishing Kaylin a happy birthday.
And
happy
look birthday. At everybody else drinking all the shitty beer, right? When all the good stuff is in here too.
We want to save
First
it for you,
all,
buddy.
Lagunitas IPA isn't terrible.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin, for the Lagunitas too.
Yeah, there are I was people talking drinking about the Blue PBR, Ribbon actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are people still drinking PBR, but
yeah,
so
no,
needs
but
to get drunk.
But the beer of the week.
Chris, fuck you.
Avery Brewing, Little Rascal.
I enjoy it.
Chris, fuck you.
Gary's upset because he texted me this morning. Hey, he didn't text me. He sent me a screenshot of his Facebook account. It's Kaylin's birthday.
And I said, "For a water cooler," just giving him a heads up. He's like, I'll take all the credit.
Adam with the big happy birthday.
Thanks to Matt.
What's up? I'm on
top.
Why
you gotta ruin it?
That was weird. Yeah.
I heard it from the other room. I was like, that was awesome.
That took me by surprise.
It was very boisterous. Like,
yeah, enthusiasm.
Usually for birthdays, he's like, "Happy birthday." Like, he said it so loud that I heard it from in there, and you heard it from in there. Like, "Happy birthday, man!"
Both ends of the warehouse. We
still holding the bottle of champagne from the
Gary.
Yeah, have him carry that everywhere.
Hasn't put it down since.
That is so funny. God, that'd be a funny Photoshop of Adam carrying this enormous champagne bottle and just being super excited and happy. Someone make that meme.
Right, every episode of your show main pick.
Yeah.
he's holding.
You guys are doing great. Love the water cooler. All right, let's get our plugs in. Matt, where can we go for you?
All right, so follow me on Twitter
@MattFondelier.
If you want to check out that. What?
I think that was it.
That's my only plug I get. That's sad.
Man. Well, when you said so, I was breaking.
Yeah, well, I
like
also, listen,
plugs.
Two of my closest friends both celebrated birthdays very recently. I missed both of them.
Christ. I miss you too, man.
So, not you.
Oh. God, the face you made there was very real.
No, I'm talking about...
Caleb was actually genuinely excited about that.
I was. I felt pretty good about it.
No, I already told you happy birthday. I even partially sang to you. But I just want to say my buddies
Were we all for
you
that?
All missed that. You all missed that.
Bagel buddies over here.
Whisper singing his ear.
No, but Randy and Ralphie, both of them, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Randy and Ralphie.
Yep.
Is the Ralphie thing new?
That's been there too.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Happy birthday, gentlemen. And Kaylin, where can we go for you?
Don't worry about me.
All right, but don't worry about Caitlin, but do send your birthday messages to at Dos Angeles. And, yeah, Caitlin's ever at caviar. Send some caviar.
I'll take some caviar.
And, Gary, where can we go for you?
I mean, we haven't got any pickles yet, so...
Keep...
Do what you will, Arnie.
I think we're asking for a lot now.
I'm really fucking hungry, man.
Yeah, we are hungry. Nick, where can we go for you?
We just posted the first episode of another Housewives podcast, and a little behind the scenes,
yes,
I really did not like enjoy watching the episode of Housewives, nor our recording. I thought it sucked. We were there for like an hour 40 minutes.
Enjoy the show, everyone.
Wait.
Salesman.
But
no, Dylan is a real, like, we edit all our Bachelor podcasts like down way shorter than what we record.
Resume.
Yep.
And yeah, it really
edit
it,
everything.
It really, it really is. It really, really is. Do. But it's 27 minutes. I think you get a good recap of what happened in the episode, plus shenanigans.
Oh, I can do it way faster than that.
And Nick's Potomac Minute was a rousing success, where I recap in very quickly Real Housewives of Potomac because it has less interest. But I love it. I love it. I don't, but I do a good minute on it.
We'll have to hear one of those minutes for next show, maybe when Dawson's here.
You've really gone like the exact opposite way of the MMA session.
I brought that point up to him a few weeks ago. I was very surprised at Nick's transition in podcasting, going from MMA to like The Bachelor.
Look out for
it's both cutthroat.
Here's my plan, and I'm going to say it out loud so it will become a thing. I'm going to do MMA session. I'm going to start doing one-on-ones with just like a bunch of people. We're going to watch a fight before and do one-on-ones. And then, but I'm going to do
another. I'm sure Jay throws something in the back.
and then I'm going to do another MMA podcast, possibly, with Dylan.
Really getting that theme.
So you're going to have an MMA sesh and another MMA podcast?
No, just MMA session, another MMA podcast. But they're way different.
He's rebranding it.
I'm watching Dylan like learn about this as we speak.
Okay, Gary.
Dylan discussed it.
All right. Well, yeah. Be on the lookout for all of that. And for me, please. Check out on resume. I got Toby Windham on. He talks about prank calls or not prank calls. He talks about pranks. He hosts a prank show. And
a pretty good interview.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very very enthusiastic and just really positive. Positive attitude and a really great outlook on life. So please check him out. He's an actor. He's a host, and we talk. Oh, and you know what? At the end of that episode, I also played that prank call that I played on here like months ago about with the phone call. So that was kind of fun. So
can I get one more in before you finish up?
Yeah.
Listen to all the episodes of the Koi Pond, but an upcoming episode of the Koi Pond with the Lucas Brothers was fucking awesome.
Lucas Brothers are great. They're those guys. They were on. I know them best from 22 Jump Street.
21 and 22 Jump Street, yeah.
I just think it was just 22. Was it not? I think it was just 22 Jump Street.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, but they were like the highlight of that movie.
They were great.
Them and Jillian Bell, I thought, were just like so good in it. And they were the twins, those two twins, the black guys with the glasses.
Yeah. Those guys are funny.
Yeah. So, definitely check them out. And those guys are really great, too. So that's the Koi Pond. And that airs tomorrow. Toby Windham airs tomorrow as well on resume. If you go to CorollaDrinks.com, use a promo code LOXI, LAXI, you get 25% off your order with that $10 flat shipping rate. So you can order 1,000 bottles and of Mangria, get 25% off, and it'll still only be $10 shipping. Like, we'll take a loss in that. So just definitely try doing that. I dare you.
That's a great brand, and I hear they have an after show as well.
Yeah, check out Facebook Tuesday nights on Adam Kroll's Facebook. We do that. I play the guitar on that, and we have a blast. That's just a super fun show to be a part of.
Why is it called an after show if it's on Tuesdays?
Because it's still after.
It's after anything.
It is actually after.
Yeah, it's still technically after.
After you've drank that beer.
After whatever you want.
And
hashtag.
And lastly, God, Better Call Saul. Did you guys watch that?
God damn right I did.
Is it good?
Oh.
It is incredible.
Okay, yeah,
it is. It's like my favorite show on TV.
Better
Finally
Call Breaking
picking
Bad?
Up then?
Yeah, it's getting there.
It's Breaking Bad.
It's
good because
it is now.
I'm gonna be honest. Better Call Saul. It's
Better
been
Call Saul
a bit
is
of a
back.
Snooze fest sometimes.
Dude,
for me.
Gary yesterday.
On one of the number one breaking.
Gary said to me,
here.
He was like, "Hey, you excited for Better Call Saul?" And I was like, "Kind of."
Yeah. That's
and he was like, "How was dare like- you?" And I was like, "I don't know. The first two seasons were
incredible."
And then Gary said, "Look at the ad campaign. It's going to become Breaking Bad." And I was like, "Well, it fucking better." So I'm very glad to hear that it's going to start out with a bang. I can't wait to watch it now.
It did start out with a bang. I loved it. So I definitely check out Better Call Saul. And that's my plug. Yeah, check out the show. They have nothing to
that's
do with
a great
but
plug.
I enjoy it.
Great plug, Chris. Yeah, just, great job.
Dude, hey, I plugged Workaholics one time, and a week later they talked about Mangria on an episode. So
things can happen. Connection.
All right. I wouldn't mind seeing, seeing Saul throw back a glass of Mangria. All right. That has been Resume episode number 68. That, you know what that means? Next episode.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good already.
All right, we'll see you next week, guys.